Fox Sports Radio.
We're back at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley with the Evergreens. Very late coming out of the locker room. We only have a minute left at halftime, and Coach Corey Heckel kept his team in the locker room really as long as possible. Leading scorers in that first half, Josh Wex has 7 points to lead all scorers for Eau Claire North. Ben Lawrence has 6. 3 points for Daslin Hazelton and 2 for Danny Cron. For the Evergreens, Kyle Kurtenbach has 4 points, and that leads his team. 2 points each for Riley Peterson, Jake Ebert, Jacob Stroik, and Brady Euchert. As the Evergreens scoring 10 points in the first quarter and only 2 in the second quarter. Evergreens 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Grant Van Grinsven attempted the only free throw, missed the front end of a 1-1. Eau Claire North got to the free throw line a lot more. In fact, they are 7 of 12 from the free throw line. Players in foul trouble. Kyle Kurtenbach has 2. Stephen Weir has 2 fouls. Chris Cornish has 2 fouls. And single fouls each on Sierakowski, Van Grinsven, Giebert, and Stroik. The leading scorer, Josh Wex, for Eau Claire North, has 2 fouls. Danny Crone has 2 fouls. Single fouls each on Carter Holden and Daslin Hazelton. Second half about to get underway, and the Evergreens have one half to turn things around and keep their season going after what has been really a not well-played first half for the Evergreens. There are some seniors who step forward and say they don't want to go out this way. Nick Sierakowski, a senior, will inbound. Another senior, Kyle Kurtenbach, is on the floor as well. Evergreens inbound, and Riley Peterson's got the ball. Evergreens trail by 5. Go up high to Weir. Thought about the 3. Now foul line extended. Sets in for 2, and Stephen Weir scores. Stephen Weir passed up the 3, got 1 or 2 steps closer, and was able to hit. Nice 12-footer to open up the half. It's 18-14. See if Eau Claire North has an answer. Carter Holden goes over to Daslin Hazelton, looks to drive on Peterson, double team fouled, and this is going to be a foul on the floor. Let's see who this is on. Stephen Weir and Kyle Kurtenbach were both in the vicinity, and both of them have 2 fouls. So let's see who that's on. It's on Stephen Weir. And Weir has picked up his 3rd and will likely go over to the bench. Nope, they're keeping Weir in for the time being. Inbounded underneath the basket into the hands of Josh Wex. Wex passed up the shot, goes back to Carter Holden. The Evergreens in the first 30 seconds of the third quarter have equaled their entire output for the second quarter. Goes back to Wex. Wex swings cross court. Was trying to set up a 3 for Carter Holden. The pass too long. Goes back to Wex, and now he bounces inside for Lawrence. Lawrence in traffic missed another layup. Still, Lawrence is a big man. He gets a size advantage there. Long pass to Sierakowski, who tries to make an extra pass underneath, and it's stolen away. Trying to set up for the rebound, a miss, a chip and a miss, and Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach was going to get that pass up the other way. Now the Evergreens better slow this up, and they do. Nick Sierakowski. Pass was too long for Kurtenbach on the other side. Kurtenbach got the rebound on the miss the other way. Evergreens trail by 4, and they have the ball here. Here's Stephen Weir playing with those 3 fouls. Over to Sierakowski, swings back to Weir. Sets up a 3, it's in the air, and just missed. Wex gets the rebound. Weir was open on that high screen and just left it off the back rim. A one-and-done trip as Josh Wex cleared the board. Could have brought the Evergreens within 1. Could have, would have, should have. Jocelyn Hazelton goes over to Carter Holden and now works around. Ben Lawrence gets his touch. Wex thought about the 3, and Kyle Kurtenbach guards him closely. 6:10 to play third quarter. It's 18-14 Evergreens trailing in what's been a low-scoring grinder of a game. Ben Lawrence handles up high, goes down low to Wex, and Wex drew the double team, got his man up in the air, and Wex scores. Stephen Weir sailed right over the top, and Kyle Kurtenbach was up in the air, too. Stephen Wex down low now leads all scorers with 9, 20-14. Biggest lead of the game. Sierakowski spins, drives. Sierakowski is hit hard as he tried a scooping move towards the basket. Tried almost an underhanded layup in traffic, and Sierakowski hit the floor hard. He's going to get himself to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. Ben Lawrence has been called for the foul, and senior Nick Sierakowski. Free throws coming. First is good. And he will get one more. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Nick Sierakowski eyes the rim for his second. Missed it off the back bracket. We've got a whistle. We're going to have a lane violation. And the lane violation is going to be against Eau Claire North. So off a miss, Nick Sierakowski is going to get another free throw shot. Who was in early there? I believe it's Josh Wex, because Wex is the one who's going over there and talking to the official about it. It's either Wex or Lawrence. And Nick Sierakowski will get a second chance at the rim. And he misses that one, too. Rebound comes to Ben Lawrence. Hit that one off the back bracket. Danny Crowan into the front court. It's 20-16. 5.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Hazleton, now to Wex. Goes over to Carter Holden. They're almost daring Holden to shoot. They play him soft, identifying him as not a shooter. Now goes back to Ben Lawrence. Lawrence, 15-footer from the baseline. That's out of his range. He missed. Riley Peterson gets the rebound for the Evergreens. Chance to cut to two or trim it to one with a three. They still have Stephen Weir on the floor. Now to Riley Peterson. Peterson's behind the arc. Up high to Sierakowski. Kyle Kurtenbach got a touch there. Sierakowski now goes back to Peterson. Kurtenbach got it in the corner. Kurtenbach lets a three ball fly. That's not his shot. He missed it. Rebound underneath from Cornish. Cornish in traffic, blocked. Lawrence blocked him, and it was clean up top. Evergreen's hoping for a foul. Nope, that was just swatted away. Three ball coming back the other way for Crone, and he hit it. Big turn of events there. Evergreen's missed the curtain box three, and Crone comes back with a three on the other end. Eau Claire North extends the lead to 8, 23-15. Evergreen's need an answer here. Cornish down low, bodied up by Lawrence. Now Sierakowski, 10-foot hanger from the baseline. Nick Sierakowski scores. Evergreen's needed that. 23-17. And Sierakowski almost got hung up in the air there. That was a tough shot. He got it to fall. Evergreens are within 6. 4.5 minutes to play. Pass goes down low to Lawrence, and Lawrence is fouled underneath. This is going to be on Chris Cornish, and Cornish is going to pick up his third. Lawrence, with a shoulder fake, got Cornish up in the air, and Cornish came down on top of him. So the Evergreens now have Weir and Cornish each with 3 fouls. And Ben Lawrence gets himself to the free throw line for 2 free throws. And the first one, it's a line drive. It didn't look pretty, but it went in. Kurtenbach and Weir will come out. Grant Van Grinsven and Jake Giebert will come in for the Evergreens. Lawrence has one more. And he got them both. Lawrence is 6 of 7 from the free throw line. And it's 25-18. You know, you would say a 7-point lead, you can come back from that, but it's hard when it's been such a low-scoring game. A 7-point lead is a big deal when you have only 17 points on the scoreboard. That's where the Evergreens are. Nick Sierakowski into the front court to Van Grinsven, back to Sierakowski. Nice pass to Giebert, and Giebert is blocked from behind. Loose underneath, and a miss on the follow-up from Chris Cornish. And a double dribble against Eau Claire as the ball came down into the hands of Danny Crone. Evergreen's got 2 cracks at the basket there. A Kurtenbach miss and a Cornish miss. And the Evergreens will get it back. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. Inbounded to Kurtenbach. In traffic. Pulls up and scores. Kyle Kurtenbach has 6. 25-19. Evergreen's back within 6 points. Goes over to Ethan Danielson. Evergreens need a couple of stops here. Daslin Hazleton. Put it in the corner, over for Danny Crone, back to Hazleton. He traveled, turned over to the Evergreen. So that's back-to-back turnovers for Eau Claire, and the Evergreen's got to capitalize on those opportunities. Eau Claire North, you know, again, 2 below 500 teams, so they both kind of leave the door open for each other, and the door is open for the Evergreens to cut back into this lead. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports. They wish all area athletes a successful season. And CoVantage Credit Union, you step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Evergreens have Van Grinsven driving to the basket each foul. And they're going to say he was in the act of shooting. I'm not sure about that, but no complaints. Van Grinsven is going to get himself to the free throw line to shoot 2. The foul will go against Adam LaRock. Team fouls are 2 against the Evergreens and 2 against the Huskies. And Grant Van Grinsven missed the front end of a 1-1 in the first half. He misses the first of 2 here. That's uncharacteristic. Grant Van Grinsven's usually a pretty sure-handed free throw shooter. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. Ben Grimsman over rotation. He missed them both. He's 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Josh Wex gets the rebound. So that amounts to an empty trip for the Evergreens. They trail by 6, and Eau Claire North has the ball. Carter Holden, they look to double-team. Evergreens want to force a turnover, and Holden traveled, and they didn't call it. The pass off to Danny Crone. Crone with an extra pass. It's loose on the floor, and this is a jump ball. And an alternating possession, it will stay with Eau Claire North. A lot of players got down to the floor for that loose ball. Again, the Evergreens, on that sequence at least, tried to ratchet up the defense. Look to double-team there. I think the Evergreens may look to play that kind of defense the rest of the way. Again, you can't fall further behind. Got to create more turnovers. The Evergreens, when they create those turnovers, doesn't necessarily lead to points. Working around the perimeter. Danny Crone. Crone gives it back to a long three for Wex off the back bracket. They didn't need that. But, boy, an offensive rebound. Adam LaRocque with a big rebound, and Eau Claire North gets another sequence. Pass goes down low to Wex, who makes the extra pass, getting his man up in the air with Ben Lawrence, and Lawrence scores. Lawrence had Kurtenbach sail right by him, and it's 27-19, back to an 8-point lead for Eau Claire North. Puts a lot of pressure on the Evergreens, which has been a sputtering offense, and now we've got a whistle, we've got a foul away from the ball. We're going to have a foul against Eau Claire North. As one of the Evergreens cutting through was held. And that foul is going to be against Carter Holden, who's just picked up his second. Nick Sierakowski comes back in, and Riley Peterson goes out. 2:27 to play, third period. 27-19, the Evergreens in danger of seeing their season come to an end. Sierakowski thought about the three, now looks to drive in traffic. Extra pass to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach pulls up now on the clear out, looks to drive in, has inside position, and he scores. Kurtenbach was patient. He knew that his defender couldn't foul him, and Kurtenbach scores underneath. Nice senior awareness there. 27-21. The question is, though, can the Evergreens get defensive stops and cut into this lead? Pass goes down low over the top to Ben Lawrence. Lawrence travels, turned over. Yeah, you get the feeling, too, that Eau Claire North doesn't really have the finishing touch. I don't think they have the knockout blow to put the Evergreens out of this game either. The two kind of struggling teams, one of them is going to stagger into the second round of the playoffs. Van Grinsven now goes over to Giebert in the corner to Sierakowski off a pick, and Sierakowski is bumped as he starts his move. That foul is going to be against Gaslin Hazleton, and it will be his second. Now there are 14 fouls against Eau Claire North. Be interesting if these fouls continue to pile up against Eau Claire North, if the Evergreens could cut into this lead with some free throws in the fourth quarter. With 1:51 to play in the third quarter, and the Evergreens inbound underneath their own basket. Sierakowski triggers into Kurtenbach, now goes out high to Brady Euchert, who came in during the last stop. Jake Giebert has the ball now to Sierakowski. They clear out. Sierakowski drives in traffic. He's stripped. Sierakowski is looking for a foul. No call. Eau Claire looks to run. Adam LaRocque drives. And LaRocque is blocked underneath Grant Van Grinsven. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Eau Claire. Grant Van Grinsven, not the tallest player on the court, but he got up there for a block. See, that sparks this Evergreens team. 1:33 left to play in the third quarter. Evergreen basketball sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Walsall Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Evergreen's trail by 6. They've got the ball. Grant Van Grinsven. And now Eau Claire North settles back into that zone. Bounces over to Sierakowski to the corner. Now down low to Giebert. Giebert felt the double team, but zone collapses on him. 2-3 zone. The Evergreens look tentative, not clear what to do with it. Sierakowski goes over to Brady Euchert. Euchert picks up his dribble. To Sierakowski thought about the three, instead feeds Giebert, goes back out around. Driving in is Euchert. Extra pass down low to Giebert, and he missed the layup. Oh, my. Giebert was fed perfectly from Euchert. He's right underneath on the low blocks and missed from point-blank range. So that's, again, off a turnover, an empty trip at the other end for the Evergreens. 45 seconds left in the corner. It's 27-21. And Wex has the ball. He's guarded by Kurtenbach. Wex still driving. You know what? Wex break the timeline there, and they double-team him. He could have been called for 5 seconds. The referee didn't have the count going there. 30 seconds left in the quarter, and Wex has the ball again. Goes over to Danny Crone. He play a two-man game of catch with now 20 seconds left. Josh Wex has the ball. 9 points so far in the game. The lead all scores. Back to Danny Crone. 15 seconds. goes over to Wex. Now 10 seconds. Ball's in the hands of Krohn. Krohn is in a double screen for him. Now go back to Wex. 7 seconds left. He drives. Left the layup short. Gets his own rebound and scores with 3 seconds left. Josh Wex picked up his own miss. And that's where the quarter comes to an end. Eau Claire North widened their lead in the third quarter. It's 29-21. And the Evergreens have one quarter of basketball remaining to see if their season continues. Back after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. If they find you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. A jury may think they are awarding you a fair amount without knowing there may be a reduction. Call Tulusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
We are Spartans!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. Eau Claire North, only 6 wins on the season, leads the Evergreens 29-21. They led by 6 at halftime and lead by 8 now, outscoring the Evergreens 11-9 in the third quarter. Evergreens will get the ball. Nick Sierakowski will inbound. See if the Evergreens have an 8-point comeback in them to keep their season going. Winner of this game gets the winner of Marshfield and Superior tomorrow. Ball is in play, and Nick Sierakowski has it to Stephen Weir. Over to Sierakowski. You know, the Evergreens, again, just not opportunistic in that second quarter. Van Grinsven misses a pair of free throws. Kyle Kurtenbach, who I think has only attempted one or two threes for the year, misses a three-pointer from the baseline. Evergreens turn the ball over. Giebert missed a point-blank layup. Evergreens need to make all those things happen. Now pass down low. Sierakowski to Chris Cornish, who scores. Nice pass from Sierakowski. Evergreens look for full court pressure here. As Eau Claire North, Danny Krohn brings it up court. Sierakowski guards him, picked up his dribble, goes over to Hazleton. Hazleton into the hands of leading scorer Josh Wex. Wex gives it over to Matt Kent. 29-23. It was a 6-point lead at halftime. It's a 6-point lead now for Eau Claire North. Evergreens led by as many as 7 back in the first half. Evergreens playing defense here, man to man, goes cross court. Looking to set up Ben Lawrence, now back down low. Well, Hazleton thought about driving, gives over to Wex. Wex along the baseline, drives in. It's an offensive foul. Nope, they're going to score a basket and a foul. Going to be a chance for a three-point play. Wex scored and was fouled along that baseline. One of those bang-bang plays could have gone the other way. Instead, it's on Chris Cornish, who just picked up his fourth. And Josh Wex puts his team up by 8. And if he can hit the free throw, would bring his team up by 9 for a biggest lead of the ball game. Wex, senior, ball in hand. And high arcing shot, almost hit the rafter and went down. It's good. 32-23. 6:45 left in the game. Riley Peterson hands over to Sierakowski, who almost dribbled out of bounds. Sierakowski saved the ball. The Evergreens are still sloppy here. Here's Weir up high to Riley Peterson. Peterson looks to drive. In the lane, hangs, rims out, no good. Rebound comes to Ben Lawrence, a one-and-done trip. Riley Peterson got a reasonably good look there. Drive the lane, just didn't go down for him. And Eau Claire North's got the ball. Daslin Hazleton goes over to Carter Holden, and now up high to Ben Lawrence. Eau Claire North could almost run some clock here. It's their friend to Wex down low. Wex is double-teamed. Now Kurtenbach has him, and Wex with his dribble goes back out to Danny Krohn. Krohn's guarded by Sierakowski. Yeah, they're taking a minute off the clock on this possession. And here comes Hazleton. Hazleton drives, spins underneath. Tough shot. Missed it. Jake Giebert gets the rebound. All right, Evergreens have to be up-tempo here to Riley Peterson. Peterson quickly into the front court. Peterson goes over to Weir. We've got a whistle, and the Evergreens are going to take a timeout. Coach Corey Henkel might want to talk to his team about the pace they have to play at here and the kind of shots that they have to take when open in transition. It is 32-23. And while this is a full timeout with 5:46 left in the game, we'll take a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
Eau Claire is sitting on a 9-point lead, the biggest of the game, and there's only 5:46 left in the fourth quarter. There's enough time for the Evergreens to mount a comeback, but it has to start now. Eau Claire North has used their height advantage in this game, and you know what? Eau Claire North is not a particularly good team. They leave way too many points on the floor. A lot of missed layups, a lot of missed shots where Eau Claire North has had inside position. And, you know, for the Evergreens, it's hard for your team to be something that they haven't in the playoffs compared to the regular season. The Evergreens have had many games where they've struggled to score 40 points. They have only 23 now. They're not going to get 40 tonight. And you don't win a lot of games if you don't score 40 points or more. Evergreens have the ball in hand to Grant Grinsman. And Eau Claire North back into zone defense. Van Grinsman looks to split defenders to Riley Peterson. Thought about a quick three back to Van Grinsman. Van Grinsman drives in back to Peterson, and we've got a foul. Foul underneath, and this is going to be against Eau Claire North. Danny Crone will be called for it away from the ball. It's the team's fifth foul. Crone's just picked up his third, and the Evergreens are going to inbound underneath their own basket. Riley Peterson. See if he triggers into Kurtenbach here. Nope, to Weir. Screen, three, and he traveled. He makes the shot, and we wave it off. Weir didn't realize what he did. He shuffled his feet as he gathered that ball in. He makes the three, and it gets waved off. Big call. It is the correct call. 32-23. That is going to be a big turn. So the Evergreens don't get the three, and if Eau Claire North scores here, they will have methodically built a double-digit lead. Over to Danny Crone. There's a double team Crone. In fact, we've got a whistle, and Eau Claire North is going to take a timeout here. Their bench senses that this is an important possession. We will keep it right here. Regardless of what happens in this game, we are guaranteed to have at least one more Evergreens basketball game. It will be a girls' basketball game. The girls' playoffs begin 1 week from tonight. And the Evergreens, a number three seed. They're not happy about that. They would have been a number two, but Walsall West flip-flopped their vote in the seeding meeting. And that sets up a D.C. Everest-Walsall West girls basketball game in the first round of the girls' playoffs. It'll be right here at the Everest Fieldhouse. It will be next Friday. Tip off at 7. You will hear it on Fox Sports Radio. You know, while the Evergreens are not happy about being a three seed, the thing that I think upsets them the most, not that they have to play Walsall West again. I mean, they beat the Warriors twice already this season, although they were both very good in competitive games. What the Evergreens don't like is if they win, their next game would be on the road instead of a home game. They would likely play number two, Chi-High. And if the seedings were in flip-flop from the original vote, that second round game against Chippewa Falls, if the Evergreens girls get that far, would be here instead of on the road. And at that Chippewa Falls gym is where the Evergreens girls' season came to an end last year. That is next week. The matter at hand here is the Evergreens' 9-point deficit with 5 minutes left in the game. 32-23, and Chippewa Falls has the ball. Set up high, almost stolen. Ethan Danielson able to save possession. Playing a keep-away game now. Go inside to Wex. Wex is bumped as he gets the ball. They're going to say this is a non-shooting foul. If it's on Nick Sierakowski, it'll be his second. I think that's who they're getting here. Nope, foul's going to be on Grant Van Grinsven. And this is a non-shooting foul. It's Van Grinsven second, four on the Evergreens team. Inbound from underneath their basket to Wex, and now a three from the baseline. It is no good from Danny Crone. on the rebound and put up back up and in from Daislin Hazleton. So it is an 11-point lead. Evergreens could not get that rebound, and now they're down 34-23. And the hour is getting late for these Evergreens. Nick Sierakowski has got it in the corner, goes down low to Kurtenbach's double team, passes back out to Sierakowski. No look to Van Grinsven, now to Peterson, to Giebert. Again, the Evergreens are just unsure of who's going to take this shot. Evergreens very tentative off the screen. Sierakowski thought about the three, now to Giebert. Back to Sierakowski, almost threw it into the backcourt. The Evergreens are a disorganized mess right now. Van Grinsven picks up his dribble to Peterson cross court. Riley Peterson open for just a split second and did not fire. Now to Sierakowski, hanging 10-footer off the run, no good. That was a tough shot. The Evergreens passed up easier shots and instead sped Sierakowski for a running 10-footer where his feet weren't set and he missed. And Eau Claire North gets the rebound. And now they go down low to Wex, who spins on Giebert and scores. Wex is 5 in the quarter. It's 36-23, a 13-point deficit, 4:45 to play. Evergreens must have an answer on this trip. To Sierakowski, 3 off a screen, he hit it. Nick Sierakowski just kept his team's season alive for the moment. Makes it a 10-point game, 36-26. 3:26 to play in the ball game. Evergreens need some stops, got to pressure the ball here. Sierakowski guards Danny Crone. Crone goes over to the corner to Hazleton. Now they're taking a lot of time off the clock here. Over to Ethan Danielson. Danielson is guarded by Giebert and now goes over to Wex. Wex is guarded by Kyle Kurtenbach, best athlete on the Evergreens team. Set up a screen, try and double team him. Wex double dribbled there and it wasn't called. Oh my. Wex had the ball go off both his hands before it touched the ball when he was double teamed and saved possession. And now down low, they kick it back out. 10-footer from Hazleton and he hit. Hazleton's got 4 in the quarter. And that was the answer to the Evergreens 3. And they took a lot of time off the clock, too. They ran, about 45 seconds, maybe a minute on that possession. So the Evergreens come back now with just 2:35 left in the game. Riley Peterson to Giebert, and the Evergreens got a whistle. They've got a foul away from the ball against Eau Claire. Danny Crone's just been called for his 4th. And that is the team's 6th, which means the Evergreens will shoot free throws for the rest of the game. Stephen Weir comes back in. Nick Sierakowski sits down. Sierakowski has to wonder, is he coming off the floor for the last time in his basketball career? I mean, he'll probably be back in the last 2.5 minutes here. But the hour is getting late and time is running short for the Evergreens' 3 seniors. Off the inbounds pass, there's a 3 from Van Grinsven, left it short. He follows his own rebound, gets the rebound, goes back out to Riley Peterson. Peterson long 2 off the backboard, no good. And the rebound comes to Eau Claire North. And the Evergreens realize they have to foul. Kyle Kurtenbach commits the foul in the backcourt. Because the Evergreens still have some fouls to give. That's only the 5th team foul. Kyle Kurtenbach gets called for his 3rd. I think the Evergreens are going to give those fouls right away. Brady Eichert comes in. Stephen Weir comes out. And Nick Sierakowski comes back in. Jake Giebert comes out. 2:20 left in the game. The Evergreens are down 38-26. Full court pressure playing for the steal here as Eau Claire North looks to inbound. Long inbound pass and it is stolen by Van Grinsven and had it knocked away. Now Kurtenbach gets it and Kurtenbach just been called for a foul on a loose ball. Kurtenbach was chasing that loose ball and plowed into an Eau Claire player. And you know what? Oh, how about that? One referee called it against Eau Claire and one called it against Everest. And the referees are gathering at half court. It's announced as a foul on Ben Lawrence. Referees are going to talk this over, and I think they're going to change it. And they are. Well, no, okay, they're going to call the foul on Lawrence. But then that's 17 fouls, so there should be some free throws here. What do we got here? The foul is on Lawrence, and there are 17 fouls. And they're going to give the Evergreens the ball underneath. How are they figuring this? One of the referees is over talking with Coach Corey Heckle about it. Someone's got to go over to the scorer's table and realize there are 17 fouls here. They didn't take the foul on Lawrence off the scoreboard. Wow, this is a mistake. And the Evergreens have the ball. It's not a player control foul. No one had control of the ball there. Here's Van Grinsven. 2:10 left. Van Grinsven trying to feed the corner. It's stolen. Long pass goes ahead to Hazleton. Hazleton loses control of the ball, steps on the end line, and it's turned back over to the Evergreens with 2:02 left to play. Problem is, for a team that's got 26 points, there's 2 minutes left in the ball game, and we're asking the Evergreens to dig out of a 12-point hole. Not sure that they can do this. Stephen Weir over to Van Grinsven. They've got to shoot here to Weir. Weir sets up a three. It's in the air, and Weir hits. Stephen Weir just hit a three. The Evergreens will take a quick timeout. The basket gets it down to a 9-point game. 38-27, but there's only 1:56 left, and the clock is the Huskies' friend. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, and then we'll come back with the final 1:36 of our game after this break. Back in half a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Bud Warps.
Welcome back to the DC Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Palmer. Here's our game situation. 1 minute, 46 seconds left to play. Eau Claire North leads DC Everest 38-29. Eau Claire North will get the ball out of the timeout. And should we have a tie-up down the stretch, the tied-up ball will also belong to Eau Claire North. Evergreen, sensing that this is an urgent moment, will set up full court pressure. And Eau Claire North will have to go the length of the court. Eau Claire North inbounds, and they do get it in to Danny Crone. Crone playing with four fouls, ahead to Wex, and down low, basket for Ben Lawrence, and he's fouled. And you know what? That's going to do it. Eau Claire North is going to win this game. The nail in the coffin was right there, breaking the press. Ben Lawrence gets the basket, and he'll get to go to the free throw line to shoot another. Kyle Kurtenbach was called for the foul. Kurtenbach had to go up and try and deny that. Kyle Kurtenbach comes out with his fourth foul. Jake Giebert comes back in. Grant Van Grinsven also comes back in as Nick Sierakowski comes out of the game. Ben Lawrence to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play, and he does. 41-29, a 12-point lead. This equals the biggest lead of the game. 1:36 to play. Stephen Weir has the ball. Now over to Peterson. Back to Weir. They try and set up a three, and that long cross-court pass is stolen. Wex all alone looks to dunk, and he scores, and he's fouled. And a big fist pump. As that's the way the night has gone for DC Everest. Wex stole the ball, dunked, scored, and was fouled. Fouled by Riley Peterson. And Wex was just like a freight train going towards the basket. And now with 1:26 to play in the game, the Evergreens are going to send back in their three seniors. Jacob Stroik, Nick Sierakowski, and Kyle Kurtenbach are coming back onto the floor. So the seniors will get to play out the final 1:26 of this game. The outcome is no longer in doubt. It's a 14-point lead, and it could balloon to 15 if Josh Wex hits his free throw, completing the three-point play, and he does. Wex is the game's leading scorer. It's 44-29. And those three seniors have the ball. It's Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski goes over to Jacob Stroik. We'll talk a little about those seniors in our post-game show. Another game to follow. You'll hear the second-round playoff game between Walsall East and Merrill in its entirety once we wrap up here. Jacob Stroik's got the Giebert's got the ball. Double team goes back out to Sierakowski. Sierakowski off the screen to Van Grinsven down the weak side. Stroik, three ball in the air. Jacob Stroik, six. It went in off the backboard for Jacob Stroik. Evergreens will play on as they go. And now the Evergreens commit a foul in the corner. Again, the three from Stroik doesn't really change the outcome here. It's the 44-32 lead for Eau Claire North, and the Evergreens commit a foul in the corner with 49 seconds left. Nick Sierakowski committed that foul. We'll come down to the other end for a 1-1 for Daslin Hazleton. Hazleton is 3 of 4 from the free throw line and 7 points overall. So the Evergreen season is going to come to an end tonight. The season will end on a 4-game losing streak and what really was not a particularly good effort tonight against Eau Claire North. This is not a good team. Eau Claire North isn't. The Evergreens aren't a particularly good team down the stretch either. Front end of the 1-1 is a miss. Jacobs gets the rebound for D.C. Evers. Final 45 seconds of the season. Putting up the three is Stroik again. Stroik misses off the back bracket, and it hits the top of the backboard out of bounds, and it will go over to Eau Claire North. And Eau Claire North is taking a timeout here. They want to get some of their other players into the game here, too. It's 44-32. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by DuVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DuVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DuVorneyOrthodontics.com. Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952, financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Intercity State Bank, come bank with us. Congratulations to senior Nick Sierakowski. Felt so sorry for Nick Sierakowski, he waited so long for his chance to quarterback the football team, and then his season was interrupted by that ankle injury. The ankle has bothered him more than he's let on during the basketball season. But he's been a sure-handed senior, particularly on tough inbounds plays during the season. Nick Sierakowski playing his final basketball. Kyle Kurtenbach, probably the best natural athlete on the team. I'm not sure what the sport might be, if it was volleyball or lawn darts or kickball. Kyle Kurtenbach, you get the feeling, could excel at just about anything athletic. Got a great vertical leap, and he is also playing his final minutes as a senior here. And Jacob Stroik. Stroik's been more of a role player. He's been a good rebounder, and he's given the Evergreens some valuable minutes off the bench. Jacob Stroik, another senior whose time with the Evergreens is coming to an end. Inbounds pass, and the Evergreens commit a foul as Drew Olms comes into the game for Eau Claire North, and Olms will get to walk down to the other end of the floor and shoot a 1-1. Jacob Stroik is called for the foul. The Evergreens will finish the season with an 8-15 record, and they'll finish on a 4-game losing streak. You know, one of the challenges for the Evergreens, Olm's first basket is good, but a challenge this season that they really haven't met. You know, teams that are better than the Evergreens find ways to win close games. The Evergreens have been, in addition to their 8 wins, second free throw is also good. The Evergreens have had 4, 5, maybe 6 other games during the season that they've been close down the stretch. Games where they've had a potential tying shot and turned the ball over instead, or have fallen behind in the last minute or half minute. And, you know, good teams find ways to win those games, and consistently this year the Evergreens have found ways to lose those games. 3-point shot here from Kurtenbach. It's a miss, and we've got a loose ball foul underneath. And that foul is going to be against the Evergreens. Actually, no, this foul is going to be against Eau Claire North. Trent Ashby, who came in, committed the foul, and Nick Sierakowski is going to get to shoot a 1-1. And Sierakowski makes the first. He'll get one more. With only 25 seconds left in the game, and a second free throw is coming for senior Nick Sierakowski. Sierakowski's family, a well-known name in this athletic department. His brother is very athletic. Sierakowski gets his second, 46-34. Austin Behrens will come into the game, and Kyle Kurtenbach is being taken out. Kurtenbach gets a hand from the Everest crowd. Senior Kyle Kurtenbach, congratulations, Kyle, completing your senior time here. Now Nick Sierakowski also. Nick Sierakowski. Jacob Stroik being hugged by some of his teammates as he comes out to get the pat on the back from Coach Corey Heffel. The three seniors get their due from the student body and from the fans here with 25 seconds left in the ball game. It's 46-34. Inbounds pass is loose on the floor. Evergreens try and get it. Ball is loose there for Brummond, and it's taken away. Here comes Brummond with a three. Rims out. Offensive rebound for Giebert. Giebert is fouled. He's going to get to go to the free throw line with 15 seconds left in the D.C. Everest season. So Eau Claire North will likely get Marshfield tomorrow. They'll travel to the Marshfield Fieldhouse. Foul was on Ryan Barnes and Jake Giebert to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Gets the first, and Giebert will get one more. So what will this Evergreens team look like next season? You know, you've got a couple of kids that I really like as players. You just have to hope that some of them can take the next step forward in terms of developing their skills, in terms of their athleticism for next season. Jake Giebert's one of those kids at the free throw line. He got them both. Jake Giebert fills out a little more. He's still growing, gets a little broader in the shoulders. He'll be a rebounding force. Grant Van Grinsven, best defensive player on the team. He's learned this season that he can drive to the basket and score if he would do more of it. Riley Peterson played a lot as a freshman. Long inbound pass to Eau Claire North, and it's stolen by Derek Reike. Evergreens in a 2-on-1. Reike pulls it back out. Picks up his dribble along the baseline. Only 5 seconds left. Austin Behrens tries a three. Misses. Falls loose on the floor. That's where the game will end. Final score, Eau Claire North ends BC Everest season 46-36. Congratulations to the Eau Claire North Huskies. They play on, and for the Evergreens, it's one and done in the playoffs. Congratulations as well to the Evergreen seniors for completing their high school basketball career tonight. Again, a step forward next season for Riley Peterson, for Grant Van Grinsven. I like Jake Giebert. We've seen some three-point shooting possibilities from Derek Reike. Perhaps Stephen Weir will get more consistent behind the three-point arc. Those are all elements that could make this Evergreens team a better team next year than what they were this year. We'll be back with a final recap, and then once we're done here, it's off to the Walsall East Merrill game, which you will hear in its entirety, back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston. Member FDIC and MLS number 433-884.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
The fastest 2 hours in motorsports. Speed Sport on Fox with Rob D'Amico.
In the media center, 50 Cent. Funny story, we're sitting in there, everybody's asking questions. Hey, 50. Hey, 50. One reporter goes, Mr. Cent? 50 goes, well, that's a new one. Actually, he was a pretty cool cat in the media center there talking about racing. He actually got on track, took some hot laps. He said, I was in the car, I had the phone on, I'm taking video, and then he starts getting closer to the wall, and now I'm about 135 miles an hour, and I realize my phone is down in my lap. He said, I freaked out. He tells the story about how everybody thinks they're big and bad, and, you know, just because your speedometer on your car says 125 or 130, you may get up there, but you back off immediately, and it freaks you out a little bit.
Speed Sport with Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Hanley. We're just moments ago. Eau Claire North ended the Evergreen season 46-36. The Evergreens led in the early stages of this game 8-1. Eau Claire North played the first 5.5 minutes of the first quarter without scoring, and then the Evergreens went very cold after that. Eau Claire North established their lead in the second quarter when they outscored the Evergreens 13-2, and they widened that lead in the second half. Several times in the game they were up by 12 points, and the Evergreens got it back down to 10 in garbage time, as the Evergreens really had no answers for the height of Eau Claire North down the stretch. Leading scorer in the game is Josh Wex. Wex had 8 baskets from the field, 3 of 5 from the free throw line. He had 2 big old-fashioned three-pointers, including one down the stretch where the Evergreens got it down to 9, and then Wex converted for a 3 at the other end. Again, 19 points for Josh Wex. By far the best player on the floor today, high man, 19. 13 points for Ben Lawrence. Lawrence stands 6'7". He's a broad-shouldered kid, and the Evergreens didn't match up very well with him height-wise. He had 3 baskets, and he was also 7 of 8 from the free throw line. So how's that for a big man? Ben Lawrence finishes with 13 points. 7 for Daslin Hazelton, 5 for Danny Crone, and 2 for Drew Olmes. The Evergreens have co-high scorers, Nick Sierakowski with 8 points and Kyle Kurtenbach with 8 points, both of them seniors playing their last games for the Everest basketball program. 5 points in the game for Stephen Weir, 5 for Jacob Stroik, the other graduating senior for the Evergreens, 4 points for Jake Giebert, and 2 points each for Riley Peterson, Chris Cornish, and Brady Euchre. The Evergreens, again, just offensive problems today. Too many turnovers, and once again, they're held below 40 points, and it's hard to win when that's the most you can get from your team. So the Evergreen season comes to an end with an 8-15 record, and they finished Valley Conference play tied for fourth place with 4 wins against 8 losses. Again, the Evergreens have a lot of players coming back, a lot of juniors on this team, so next season could be better. Again, the question is, you know, none of these players on the Evergreens team are superstars. Some of them are solid players. Others have parts of their game that they have to work on. And, you know, the question during the offseason, and one of the things that we'll just have to wait and see for next year, which of those players can take steps forward and up their game? Because the Evergreens, I mean, they have some pieces to work with. And it's just a question if we can develop more players on this team. I think that will happen during the offseason. My gut feeling tells me that this Evergreens team will be better next season than they were this season. As for Eau Claire North, they were the lower seed in this game, a 5 seed compared to a number 4. They get their 7th win of the season, improving to 7-15. Again, this Eau Claire North team lost 8 of their last 10. But they get the win tonight and will take on the winner of the Marshfield-Superior game. That's probably Marshfield. Marshfield was leading at last check. And that game will be at the Marshfield Fieldhouse, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Up next, game 2 of our Fox Sports Radio doubleheader will go up to the Merrill Fieldhouse, where Tom King is standing by for Walsall East and the Merrill Blue Jays. That's a second-round Division II boys basketball game. You and I have a date again one night from tonight. That'll be next Friday night as the Everest girls begin their postseason run. What a tough opponent for the first round. They'll play Walsall West. That game starts at 7 o'clock, and you will hear it a week from tonight here at the Everest Fieldhouse, Fox Sports Radio. I have had an incredible time. It's been a great joy doing the D.C. Everest boys basketball games this year. Wish it was a more successful season, but it's still been a fun year of really nice kids and parents and fans, and we've enjoyed bringing the games to you. We thank all of our Fox Sports Radio sponsors. Without them, these games would not be on the radio. The Evergreen season has come to an end tonight for the boys basketball team. They lose to Eau Claire North 46-36. That's going to do it from the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Thank you for letting me be a part of your Friday night. Walsall East Merrill is next. Good night on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everett's Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baysman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Telosti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.